Wednesday, the 3rd of February, Yud Tes Shvat, Rabbi Daniel Lehrfeld, Halachas from Mamed HaSinai.
This week's parasha, Yisrael, introduces us to Mamed HaSinai. And it's a experience that Klal Yisrael had, and I just want to say that we have many halachas that come out from it. In the Gemara Gittin, Daf Samach, Gemara says as follows, Ksov lechoes hadvor mo'elev, you should write these things refer to the mitzvahs, the tayak mitzvahs, the Torah Shebichsav. And the Gemara darshens out from there a halacha, ki api hadvor mo'elev, keitzad devorim shebichsav, things that are written in the Torah, iyata rishoy lo mimal peh. One is not allowed to say them bal peh. Bal peh means on your own. You have to read it from the ksav. One has to read it from inside, from the klaf. Devorim shebal peh, iyata rishoy lo mimal ksav. Things which were given bal peh, that is the Torah shebal peh, one has to say bal peh. One cannot read it from inside. That's the halacha. That was part of the Mesiras HaTorah. Now we have an interesting problem. Tesis, in two places, Tesis in Temura, and Tesis in Tesis Yishonim, in Yuma, asks an interesting question. If we have a halacha, if we have a halacha, that the Borim Shebichsav, things which are written down, you're not allowed to say them on your own, you must read it from the text. If that's the case, how do we say Oz Yosher? In the morning we say Oz Yosher. We say Kriya Shema in the morning. Those are things which are written Bichsav. Those are things which are written inside. Part of the Torah nation. How can we recite them Baal Peh? And I want to tell you, gentlemen, even though many of us have Sidurim, that's still not considered Bichsav. Bichsav means as it was given. It was given Biklav, it was given with a parchment, and that's the way it has to be read. So how are we allowed to read it Baal Peh? This is a question. So some Rishonim answer, because here we're not saying it b'toras learning Torah, we're saying it b'toras davening. Okay, davening is a different heter. But Tesis in Temura and Tesis Yishonim in Yuma answer the question as follows. The Yeshleima Tesis answers, De lahakbid ela bedover shemotzi acherim yidei chavosa. The halacha of the Devorim Shebichsav, Iyator Rishon Le'omim Baal Peh, that halacha, the things which are written down, one is not allowed to say them orally, one must read them from the ksav, those are only things which are saying for the Rabbi. Let's see, if you're saying it for yourself, you're davening Kriya Shema for yourself, you're saying Oz Yosher for yourself, that you're allowed to read inside, to say it inside, even though it's not written from the cloth. That's what Tesis is. Tesis in Temura and Tesis Yishon. A question is obviously, what difference does it make? If the halacha says that Devorim Shebichsav, things which are written down, must be read from the text, it cannot be said orally. If that's the case, what difference does it make whether I'm doing it b'yechides, or I'm doing it b'tzibur, whether I'm being motzi, I'm a shliach tzibur, I'm being motzi rabbi yidei chavosim. There shouldn't be any difference. The halacha should be in both cases. Doesn't make any difference. You know, we find also an interesting phenomenon. There is a minik, there is different chilukim in hogim. In the Novi that we say after the Kriya Satera, the Haftarah we call it, we find different minhagim. If you daven real Nusach Ashkenaz, I come from Eretz Yisrael, And our minig is, minig ha-perushim in Yerushalayim Yerakedesh, we read the Navi from a klaf. Okay. Many shuls, they have a large Tanakh, and the person who gets called up for the Aliyah, Haftarah, he reads it from the Tanakh. The Nusach Svar, Nusach Hasidim, is that each one reads it for himself. Everyone reads it for himself. Where does that machlekes come from? Where does these chilukim and hagim come from? And I want to explain that as well. The Rambam, in his Hakdama to Yad HaChazaka, so the Rambam states as follows. Umimos Moshe Rabbeinu, from the time Moshe Rabbeinu was, from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, Ad Rabbeinu HaKodesh, Lo Chibur Chibur Shemalamdim Oso B'Torah Shabbat. You know, Baruch Hashem, every one of us is Zeichet to a Shas, we have the Shotensin Shas, we have different types of Gemaras. But you know, in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, till the time of Rebbe, it was all transmitted orally. It wasn't written down. Everything was done by memory. And the reason is, because as we just mentioned before, the Gemara in Gittin, Devarim Shabbat Peh, those things that were given as Torah Shabbat Peh, had to be transmitted as Torah Shabbat Peh. Nothing was written down. Came along Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rebbe, and Rebbe decided, because of the tzaras that are happening to Klal Yisrael, it was impossible for people to remember everything. So Rebbe was the first one who was Mesada, what we call the Mishnah. And he wrote down the Mishnah with all the kibbutz of all the Talmidei Chachamim present at his time. And they were compiled what is known as the Mishnah. After the Mishnah, they still learned Torah Shabbat Peh from the Mishnah. It wasn't written down. Until Ravim and Rav Ashi came along and were Messiah the Talmud. Now, that's what we have now, the Talmud, Shas, whatever you want to call it. But from the time from Moshe Rabbeinu, till the time Rabbeinu HaKadosh, everything was learned orally. So the Rambam says, El b'chodor v'dor rosh basin shehoye b'osador, the rosh basin that was in that generation, kreishev la'atzmo zichron ha'shmuz, he used to write for himself the halachis, Sheshama me rabbi, that he heard from his rabbeim, or malamdi ma peberavim, and he taught that Torah Shabbat peberavim. V'chein ko echad v'echad kesev la'atzmo kifi kocho, and all the tamidim, the same thing. They wrote down their notes, as we do now. People write down their notes, as I see many people are writing their notes. Mi bir ator mechasel kamo sheshama, like he heard, or midvorim sheneschad shebuchodor v'dor. This is how Torah was learned at that time. So from the Rambam we see also an interesting halacha. Rambam it's mavur that the halacha that Torah Shabbat Peh was learned orally, was not written down. That's when the Rebbe said his shir. So the Rebbe said his shir orally. He didn't have notes like I do. He said it orally. He wrote down the notes for himself. Kept the notes for himself, private notes. But when he said it over to the Talmidim, it was given over orally. Now the Talmidim also maybe wrote notes for themselves, kept their own notes. But again, when they taught Torah to their students, they taught Torah orally. So here we also somehow find the difference between learning it for yourself and teaching it to others. Teaching it to others how to be done orally. Torah Shabbat Peh, yet Torah Shalom and Bichsav. Torah Shabbat Peh has to be given over orally. It can't be given over from notes. I can't pass out notes. Well, they didn't have a photostatting machine in those times either. But I can't photostat the notes. And let's look inside, gentlemen. It doesn't work that way. It had to be learned orally. Torah. But one could write the notes for himself. Again, what's the difference? How do we find that halacha? Rashi in Shabbos Davos says the same thing. Rashi, the Gemara brings over there, The Amina Shom Kidarab, the Omarab, Motsasi Megillah Storm. I found the Megillah Storm. That's what Rav is saying. I found the Megillah Storm, a hidden Megillah. Berabchia, because of Yisi Ben Yehuda, Rashi says, what does it mean, Megillah Storm? She stiru mipnei shelo nitin lekosiv. They used to hide it. They didn't leave the notes out in the open. They wrote it down, they hid it. Okay, she showed me Divrei Yochid Chadoshi when they heard a new chiddush. She ate a nishin of a besamedish, a kaisin also, and they used to write it down. So they shouldn't be forgotten. But afterwards, they hid it. They didn't leave it out. It became Devorim Megillah Storah. But Rashi says the same halacha. You were allowed to write it down for yourselves, but not to be transmitted orally. Where do we get that halacha from? Again, where's this halacha coming from? We have to know everything has to have a basis. Without a basis, it doesn't go. We want to know these two halachas that we see. The Gemara, the halacha from Devorim Shebaal Peh, has to be transmitted orally, but can be written for yourself. The halacha from Devorim Shebichsav, those things which were given as Torah Shebichsav, as written law, had to be given over in a written way, cannot be transmitted orally. So we see somehow that there is a major difference between if you're learning it for yourself, the Taras Yochid, or you're transmitting it, barabim, you're giving it over to other people. What is the source of this halacha? The source of this halacha, Taisus Yishanim says, is really a Gemara in Tainus. The Gemara in Tainus discusses there are certain situations, mamodis, tanios. You have to Tainesim, Mamodis, the Mishnah says, when Torah, when the Birchas Konim is done a few times a day, and they read the Torah, so the Gemara says over there, Parsha Gedela Karinas Obisham. If you have a Parsha Gedela, when they read the Torah, they divided the Parsha Gedela for two people. They called up two people for the Parsha Gedela. And Uva Musaf, Bishachris, Uva Musaf, that's what the Mishnah says. So the Gemara says, the Gemara wants to know what the case is. How do we develop this? Gemara says, Iboilu, B'shachris of a Musaf, Kernos of a Sefer. In Shachris and Musaf, they read it from the Sefer. They read it from the Sefer Torah. Uva Mincha, Kernos of Alpe, and in Mincha, they used to read it by memory, by rote. Kikurin Shema. B'shachris, Kernos of a Sefer, of a Musaf, Mincha, Kernos of Alpe. What was the procedure here? When did they read it inside? When did they read it outside? So the Gemara continues on. The Gemara says, "Kederach shekaren koashana v'mincha yochid karen osam alpeh." The Gemara says, "In doing shachris and musaf, they read from the Torah inside. By mincha, they read it balpeh." Am Rabbi Yisrael v'chi yochid yochol likros debidi Torah alpeh b'tzibur. Can a yochid read Divrei Torah b'tzibur? How can a yochid say Divrei Torah b'tzibur? How can he read Divrei Torah b'tzibur from Baal Peh? This is the question the Gemara says. Ela kulam nichnasin. What does it mean? Everyone comes in together. V'korin osa al peh. They read it al peh. They read it. Each one says the Kriyas HaTorah by himself. Kikarin Hashema, like the Rigishma. Here is the source that we see there is a difference between a yochid and a tzibur. A yochid reads it by himself, like he reads Kriyishma. Everyone comes in, in the morning, we all come in, every morning, we say Oz Yosher, we say the Halalukas, we say the Mizmor Tehillim, we read the what's his name, we say Oz Yosher, we say Shema. Everyone reads it for himself, no one is Motziya. It's not read Barabbim. It's not read like a Sefer Torah. That's the halachic Kikurin Shema. Like we read Shema, every person reads it for himself. And that's what they did in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, when they had the Mamodis and the Taneisim and Yom Kippur. Each one read it for himself by Mincha. Shachris, it was read from the Torah, Barabbim. You see, the Gemara makes that difference between a Yochid and a Rabbi. Okay. No, we have to know what's the aside for this. What's the aside for this halacha? Up in the Gemara. That's the Gemara. In other words, we wanted to know, where is there a source for this halacha? Where is there a source to differentiate between a yochid and a tzibur. We find the Gemara says it. Rabbi Yossi says, how could it be that a yochid can be motzi the rabbim bal peh? It's Torah Shemachsav. So Rabbi Yossi answers, it's true. Everyone reads it for himself like a kareshima. One wasn't motzi other people. When it came to minche, when it came to musaf, everyone read it for himself. Now, the source of this halach is the Gemara in Tainus, like we mentioned. And the Rif brings another source as well. The Rif in Megillah, Paragdal the Megillah, brings a Yerushalmi. Rabbi Shmuel bar Yitzchak, all of the Kanishna, Chose bar Inish, the Koyim, Atagim, Samach Lamud. He saw that the person who was reading the Torah was leaning on the Bimah. We all lean on the Bimah, but he was leaning on the Bimah. Ormele Oser Loch, you're not allowed to lean on the Bimah. Why? Kishem Shenitna Torah Be'emo, the same way Torah was given, Be'emo. Maimon Harsinei was Be'emo, was a fearful thing. It was a place where one was full of Yerushalayim. One is full of Yerushalayim. One doesn't read it casually on the Bima. One stands at attention. The same way when you read the Torah, don't read the Torah leaning on the Bima. Read the Torah at attention with proper respect. And Gemara gives another story. Rabbi Bar Yitzchok, Olabei Kenishle, Chome Chazina, Kome Matagnu, Lakoim Barine Shachtoi. He saw a person reading the Torah, and there wasn't another party there at the time of reading the Torah. The person was reading the Torah, the Shliach Tzibur was relating the Torah, and there wasn't anybody else standing by him. He was reading the Torah by himself. Omer le'kishem shenitna Torah yidei sirser. You're not allowed to do this. The same way Torah was given yidei sirser, an intermediary. Kach onu tzrichim lining by yidei sirser. So we also have to read the Torah yidei sirser. And in Shulchan Aruch it's brought, that's why we have on the Bimah, when we're reading the Torah, we have three people. Who are the three people? We have the Gabbai, who calls up. The Gabbai is Kibiyocho. Whoever's a Gabbai here, you're going to get a big smile now. He's Kibiyocho Kineged Ribbeinu Shalom. Could you believe that, gentlemen? Kineged Ribbeinu Shalom. So, who's a Gabbai here? Anyone's a Gabbai? And you pat yourself on the back, you're Kineged Ribbeinu Shalom. The person who's reading the Torah is Kineged Moshe Rabbeinu. He was transmitting the Torah, and the person who gets the Aliyah is Kineged Klal Yisrael. So we have always three people have to be by the Bimah. Huh?
Isn't that lucky? You have two people.
Each side. Okay, but you have to have a minimum. You have to have a minimum. You have to have the Gabbai, the one who calls the three people up. You have to have the, what's his name? You have to have the one who's reading. And the halacha says, in Mishnah Berurah, in another halacha, the Mechaber brings. If the Shliach Tzibur gets an Aliyah, that means the Baal Kuri gets an Aliyah, you have to make sure there's two other people there. As they say in the halacha. If the Baal Kuri gets an Aliyah, which sometimes happens, he gets an Aliyah, there has to be two other people standing by the Bimah. Why? Because it has to be Ayyidei Sirser. We have to have the Shliach, the one who's reading the Torah is Kineged Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gabbai is Kineged Kibiyocho the Ribbeinu Shalom, and the third party is what? It's Kineged Klai. So you always have to have three people. See, can you imagine the Gabbai, to be Mamana Gabbai, is not just a simple thing. Kibiyocho, he's Bimkai. Wow, that's the real covenant, huh? You never knew he had so powerful. Al Kaponim, that's the halacha. And then the Gemara continues on. The Rishami continues. Arav Chagi Reb Shmuel by Yitzchak Ola Be Kenishna Chomei Chad Sefer Moshe Tegmum and Gav Safi Yomali Osiloch Devorim Shenemra Bapeh Bapeh Bichsav Bichsav. And then it brought an halacha that he saw one of the people reading the Torah was reading it outside. He said, no, you have to read it from inside. Devorim Shabapeh Bapeh and Devorim Shabichsav Bichsav. So these three halachas the Yerushalmi brings together. These are the three halachas. Now, it's a famous question. Why does the Rif bring that Gemara over there, the Yerushalmi? Why doesn't he bring the Gemara Gittin? We just read the Gemara Gittin. The Gemara Gittin says it openly, that the Devorim Shebichsav is Bichsav. Things which are written Bichsav have to be read from the Ksav. The Devorim Shebapeh have to be written from what? Have to be said orally. Why does the Rif only bring the Yerushalmi? And the answer the Mephoshim say is as follows. Because the Gemara in Gittin just brings the halacha. In the Yerushalmi it says he went up to shul, and the Yerushalmi makes the differentiation whether it's b'yechidus or b'tzibur. Because the Yerushalmi is speaking about b'tzibur. He saw the Baal Kori leaning, and the Baal Kori was leaning on the bimah. He saw the Baal Kori leaning, and the Baal Kori is by himself, instead of two other people on either side. He saw the Baal Kori, because he knew the Kriya so well, he saw the Baal Kori reading it from Baal Peh. So the Yerushalmi is speaking about the halachas of what it has to be done b'tzibur. So we see a tremendous halacha, gentlemen. It's a new halacha. We see that Maamar Har Sinai, which we're going to read about, Mir Tzashem, this Shabbos, is not only something that happened a couple of thousand years ago. Okay, we have it every day when it has to remember Maamar Har Sinai. But it's more than that. When we learn Torah, it has to be a reenactment of Maamar Har Sinai. When one learns Torah, the Chazal were Mesaken, the dinim, the halachis of learning Torah, reading Torah, especially the Kriyas HaTorah that we have from a Sefer Torah, that has to be a kiyum for Maamar Har Sinai. That's the halacha. Some people say even though Mi'ikra Adin, one could theoretically sit down by Kriyas HaTorah. But if one could stand up, he should stand up. Why? What's the difference? Why should one stand up? Because by Maamar Har Sinai, we were all standing b'tachtis ha'hor. We were all standing at attention underneath the har. So when we have a Kriyas HaTorah, and Chazal were Mesaken, that Kriyas HaTorah was not just another just to read the Torah, but was a kiyum from Maamar Har Sinai, that was to be a reenactment of Maamar Har Sinai, and the dinim that we have is a reenactment of Maamar Har Sinai. So that's halacha. It's mechayev us to all be at attention, standing up, if we can. We can't. Obviously we can. In the Rambam it's brought, and this is something which we don't usually, we're not able to really do, but the Rambam in Hilchas Tfilah, Perek Yud Beis, halacha bev, says as follows. Misha Kora v'toh, somebody who's reading the Torah and makes a mistake. Afilu bedikduk os achas. Even if he makes a mistake in one little mistake. Bedikduk os achas. Machzirin oso achikrena bedikduk. We make him go back over the Kriya until he says it correctly. Bedikduk. Gentlemen, we're lucky that there are more paskins that this is only when it makes a difference in the shinui, it makes it a shinui in the movement. Vakim tov osam b'mila shemeshana apshat, because otherwise we'd never be able to create that Torah. But in some places in Brisk, Reb Chaim was medaktik. Even when there was a mistake in the truck, he used to make them go over. Ashwanah. These little things, Reb Chaim was medaktik. They should read over properly. So you had to have a Baal Kori who was really a perfectionist, because otherwise you'd really have problems. Why? What's the halacha? We know the Iker Nekuda is if it's Mishana the Pshat. If it's Mishana the understanding of the text. Why do we have to read it over if it's a what's his name? If it's just a mistake in a Shvonoch or a Shvonoch, or it's a mistake in the Trump, what difference does it make? The Terrace agenda very simply. It's not just that we read Torah because we want to hear the halachas of Torah. We want to know the dinim of Torah. That's certainly part of the reason that we read Torah Barabim, is because we should understand, we should have a Kriya at least three times a week of Talmud Torah Barabim. That's for sure the halacha. But the Talmud Torah Barabim has to be a reenactment of Maamar Har Sinai. And I can guarantee you, gentlemen, at Maamar Har Sinai there were no mistakes in the trop. There were no mistakes in the Kriya. It was exactly like it was said. That's the way it was said. So the halacha is, it's mechayev us, that when we read the Torah, we read it exactly as should be said. That's the Rambam's psak. Okay, again, we don't, it's a double shiyesha. We won't be able, you know, we'll never be able to get through a normal Kriyas HaTorah. But in some places, they try to be medaktik, that what? That a person should read the Kriyas HaTorah as much as he can to conform to the text. We understand something very, very interesting that we started off a little bit also. beginning the different nuschoyes, especially when it came to the minig of reading the Novi. And we said that the minig perushim, that's the minig hagro, was to read the haftarah from the klaf. Those who can get a klaf, Mishnah Berurah gives you a tremendous bracha, somebody who can read the Torah from the klaf, and the haftarah from the klaf. Usually we don't find too many brachas in the Mishnah Berurah, but the Mishnah Berurah gives a special bracha from those people who are mishtadl to read from the klaf. Again, this is a minig of B'nai Yeshiva. This is a minig also in the Prushim and Eretz Israel. But most places they have a large Tanakh, and there's Seimich and Samogan Avram, also like a Shita like that. If you read it from a Nach, it's like reading it from the Ksav. But in the Hasidic Shailim, the minig was everyone reads it by himself. Now, what's the marker for that? My high, what's the din? There's a two-way machlekes here. One-way machlekes is the halacha of Devarim Shebichsav, Iyata Rishoy Lami Ba'peh. So some Meforshim learn, Taisis bring such a shita, it's only Torah Shebichsav from Moshe Rabbeinu. The Navi, even though it has certain halachas of Torah Shebichsav on it, but it doesn't have that halacha of Devarim Shebichsav Iyata Rishoy Lami Ba'peh. Okay, that's a shita. That's the case. Navi, whatever Navi it is, Yirmiyahu, Shoftim, whatever Navi it is, it doesn't have that halacha Torah Shebichsav. It must be written from the text. Okay, if that's the case, you can take a Sefer Haftaras, like the Gemara says, and read it from inside, and that's fine. However, many Shitas say it's not so. Torah Shebichsav not only includes, what gentlemen? Not only includes Torah Shebichsav from Moshe Rabbeinu, the Chamish Yechum Sheterah, but Torah Shebichsav was anything which was given bichsav. A nevuah was given bichsav. That's every nevuah was given bichsav. Ksuvim were given bichsav. So any nevuah which was given bichsav, the halach is, it has, it's included in the halach of Torah Shebichsav. If it's included in the halach of Torah Shebichsav, the halach is, it's mechaivas to reenact Mamad Har Sinai even on a novi. If that's the case, how can we read it? Baal Peh. The Teretz says, Ein Echanami. Those sheet is whole, like the Minig Hagro. The Minig Hagro is, gentlemen, that we take out a klaf and we read it from a klaf. That's what the Minig of Yeshivas are, and the Minig of what? Of the Prushim and Eretz Yisrael. The Minig Chasidim, that each one reads it for himself, that's like the Gemara we read in Tainus. The Gemara in Tainus says, when it came to what? To the Mamodis. And when it came to what? To Tainus and Yom Kippur. When it was a tircha for the tzibur. To what? To take out a sefer Torah again by mincha. So what did they do? Each one read the parsha by himself like kikare es hashma. That's what happened. One person said the bracha, and then each one read the haftarah by himself. Why? Because if one was to read the haftarah for the rabbi, then it would be halacha of Devarim Shebichsav, Iya Torah Shoyla Omim, Baal Peh. Something which is written Bichsav cannot be read orally. And you're reading it orally. Why is it called reading it orally? According to most Shitas, it's because, why? Because you're not reading it Kemosha Nitna, from the cloth, from the parchment. So that's why their minig is built on the fact that what? That you read it inside. But each one reads it by himself. You're not motzi rabbi yidei chavosin. Being it's done by yechides, it's not done for the tzibur. Each one, he only makes the bracha, but each one reads the haftarah by himself. In that type of a situation, avada navada, you yates. So this is the marker for that machlekes. It's an interesting machlekes. If you go between one shul and another shul, you'll find that difference of it. That difference is based on this Taisus and the Machlekes Rishayim, and how we understand the Devarim Shebichsav Yatol Shorim Baal Peh. So if that's the case, it's a little bit, gives us a little bit better understanding of what the halach is. First of all, we see over here, I have one more minute, we see over here that the Torah Shebichsav Yatol Shorim Bichsav, that was a halacha of Maamad Har Sinai. It wasn't just a halacha of learning Torah Barabim. The takana was that we have to reenact Maamad Har Sinai. If a person could stand for Kriyas HaTorah, he should stand. If he gets an aliyah, he should try to stand, not lean on the bima, kemoshe nitna ve'ema, of arrests of a zayin, like Torah was given at a, with with a certain amount of respect. It had to be done in a proper way. If you do have a person reading the Torah, you have to have always two people on either side of him. All these halachas are halachas of Mamon Har Sinai, and the same halach in Torah Shabbat Peh was also that halach of Mamon Har Sinai. It originally was given Bal Peh orally, and then later on, because of Ace Tzara, it was written down, but originally it was given Bal Peh and was taught